We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, it's KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. According to my little temperature app here, it appears that Emporia is currently winning at 61 degrees. The rest of us, Junction City, Manhattan, Topeka, Lawrence, we are all right around 60. Same with Atchison. Such great weather. It's going to be nice again tomorrow and Wednesday, and one can only hope it lasts. Thanks for being here, folks. I'm Destiny. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' best interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Eagle's Rest, a furniture store in downtown Lawrence, featuring Copeland natural hardwood furniture for the entire home. Hand-built in Vermont from American cherry, walnut, or oak at eaglesrestnaturalhome.com. Even though we're still far from spring, we have a day that's very spring-like, and a piece of music opening our noon hour from composer Mao Yan of China called Joy of Spring, with violinist Akako Nishizaki and the Czechoslovak Radio Symphony under conductor Kenneth Jean here on Kansas Public Radio. Good to be with you. I'm Jeff Watson. It's a Monday afternoon, and we're embarking on another wonderful week of classical music together. And in this noon hour, that is going to mean a visit from the Rolling Phones Sax Quartet, with some 20th century French music for saxophones of all things, then later the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra with a student assignment that turned into a masterpiece. We have music from the composer Josef Suk and music written during his time at the Prague Conservatory, his beautiful Serenade for Strings, in just a little while, here on a Monday afternoon. As we continue, we've got the Austro-Hungarian Haydn Orchestra, led by conductor Adam Fischer, and, appropriately enough, a Haydn symphony, one that was written, it is believed, before the year of 1761, but had laid undiscovered until 1946 when it turned up in the summer palace of a Romanian baron. This is Haydn's 27th symphony in G on Kansas Public Radio. There, the Austro-Hungarian Haydn Orchestra and conductor Adam Fischer with an early symphony by Franz Joseph Haydn, Symphony No. 27, from around the year of 1761, here on Kansas Public Radio. It's 12:25 now. The Orpheus Chamber Orchestra is joining us in just a few minutes with a very lush serenade for strings by the composer Josef Suk, and classical music continues till 3 p.m. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, devoted to improving the lives of Kansans, Americans, and people everywhere through discoveries in health, technology, the environment, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu. Right now on the KU campus, we have sunny skies and temperatures around 64 degrees. Today's high around 69. Quite breezy throughout the afternoon as well. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 50. Tomorrow's going to be a very breezy day with a high of 72. Our next performance is provided by the members of the Rolling Phones Sax Quartet, a piece for a saxophone quartet, and I wasn't sure about playing a saxophone quartet piece for you today, but I listened to it, and I have to admit that the music won me over with its charm. And, of course, it's something for you by the contemporary so-called neoclassical composer Jean Francais, They call this his Petit Quartet, Little Quartet, Four Saxophones. The Roland Vaughn Sax Quartet next on KPR. A Little Quartet for Saxophones by French composer Jean Francais and performed by the Rolling Phones Sax Quartet here on Kansas Public Radio. 12:34 is the time. News from NPR at the top of the hour. We invite you to celebrate music that's shaken and not stirred when KPR presents the Retro Cocktail Hour's 30th anniversary weekend coming up February 27th and 28th, a weekend packed with live parties and music, including the jet-setter jazz of the band Nutty, plus Exotica Cocktail performing the music of Martin Denny and Les Baxter. For a complete schedule and tickets, visit kansaspublicradio.org. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Baby J's Legacy of Hope in Lawrence, supporting pediatric cancer families during treatment by helping with daily needs such as food, transportation, housing, and other everyday expenses. Details at babyjslegacy.org. For you next on KPR, the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra is ready with music by the Czech composer Josef Suk. And it seems every time I play his music, it seems I can't get away without mentioning that he was the student of Antonín Dvořák. It's a little important in this instance, though, as the piece that we'll hear was an assignment from Dvořák to his pupil Josef Suk, specifically to create something joyful and upbeat. It turned out to be his Serenade for Strings in E-flat major, performed here by the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. A Serenade for Strings in E-flat major by Czech composer Josef Suk, performed by the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra here on KPR. NPR News just ahead. Classics continue in the next hour.
Winter is heat. NPR News.
That's Morning Edition weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City. KANQ Chanute. K210 CR in Atchison. And K258BT in Manhattan. And online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Is Milan.
This is NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Capital One, offering their premium travel card, Venture X. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. There's the Slovak Philharmonic Orchestra and conductor Andras Lenard and a march from Jeux d'Enfants, Children's Games, by composer Georges Bizet, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeb Watson, back with more classical music for a Monday afternoon. And in this 1 p.m. hour, we'll be treated to a few American works when we're paid a visit by harpist Yolanda Condonassis for a sonata by Alan Havanas. And later still, Peter Boyer conducts the London Philharmonic Orchestra with music of his own devising, his very first symphony, composed back in 2013, a contemporary American piece of great festivity and joy. That's on the way here on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming pianist Aristo Sham with the 2025 Van Cliburn International Piano Competition, Thursday, March 5th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are at lead.ku.edu. Now, speaking of works for piano and orchestra, we've got one for you right now. We're a little overdue for hearing the music of Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov, but that'll change now with the following concerto, completed in 1883. Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov wasn't himself much of a pianist and was a bit hesitant to attempt a piano concerto, but had done so in 1881 on the urging of composer Mili Balakirev. And to achieve this, he poured himself into a study of the concertos of Franz Liszt. And in 1883, his own piano concerto in C-sharp minor was ready, and we'll hear it performed now by the Hamburg Symphony, conductor Richard Kapp and pianist Michael Ponte, next on Kansas Public Radio. Completed in 1883, the Piano Concerto in C-sharp minor by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov, performed today by the Hamburg Symphony Orchestra, conductor Richard Kapp, and the pianist was Michael Ponte. It is 1:21, and still to come, an American symphony, one from not too far back, composed back in 2013, Symphony No. 1 by American composer Peter Boyer, with the London Philharmonic. That's in just over 10 minutes from now, here on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony, presenting Ravel Saturday, a performance created by Alice Wiley Pickett for actors, singers, and orchestra, exploring the world of Maurice Ravel. Information and tickets available at topekasymphony.org. And the Lawrence Opera Theater, presenting A Night on Broadway, an evening of Broadway hits, hidden gems, and opera classics for their annual fundraiser. Saturday, February 28th, 7:30 p.m. at Maselli's in Lawrence. Tickets at lawrenceopera.org. And before we get to an American symphony, an American sonata, one for the harp written by Alan Havanas. This is a piece that has been recorded a few times, perhaps none more exquisitely than with harpist Yolanda Condonassis, who's up next here on KPR. There you had harpist Yolanda Condonassis favoring us with a performance of the Harp Sonata of composer Alan Havanas here on Kansas Public Radio. It is 1:34, and at the top of the hour we'll have our next NPR News update, and classical music continues till 3 this afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Security Benefit, with 6 decades of experience helping customers align their assets with their retirement aspirations. Details on products, careers, and company legacy at securitybenefit.com. From an American sonata, we now bring you an American symphony. The next recording is of the London Philharmonic Orchestra. The conductor is composer Peter Boyer, who devised the following symphony, which was commissioned by the Pasadena Symphony Orchestra back in 2013. Boyer dedicated this one to the memory of Leonard Bernstein, Symphony No. 1, here on Kansas Public Radio. An American symphony, one completed in 2013, Symphony No. 1, by composer Peter Boyer, who was conductor in that recording of the London Philharmonic Orchestra, here on Kansas Public Radio. In just a moment, NPR News, followed by more classical music. Stay with us for more wonderful listening on a Monday afternoon, all just ahead, here on KPR.
Hey, it's Daryl Brogdon, KansasPublicRadio.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, online at kansaspublicradio.org, or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
PR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Charles Schwab, offering investors choices like full-service wealth management, advice, investing, and trading on thinkorswim. Learn more at schwab.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. That That's the BBC Concert Orchestra conducted by Gavin Sutherland and music by English composer Haydn Wood. The subtitle of that piece called Soft Eyes from a Lattice Window, also known as Venice, one movement of his larger orchestral suite Cities of Romance here on Kansas Public Radio. Good to be with you once more. I'm Jeff Watson. Classical music continues till 3 this afternoon. Between now and then, we have a piece by the Italian guitarist and composer Mauro Giuliani, a serenade for flute and guitar, as well as the City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra, and another orchestral suite, a delightful one by Jules Massenet, his Picturesque Scenes, all a part of Classical Music on a Monday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Security Benefit, with 6 decades of experience helping customers align their assets with their retirement aspirations. Details on products, careers, and company legacy at securitybenefit.com. Next, we'll spend a little time with the New Zealand Chamber Orchestra, conductor Nicholas Braithwaite, with music by English composer Gustav Holst. Some music written late in his life and career in 1934, in an effort to express his, some would say, Wagnerian tendencies in this lyric movement for viola and orchestra. We've got the New Zealand Chamber Orchestra with the viola played by Vivian Yendall on Kansas Public Radio. The New Zealand Chamber Orchestra conductor Nicholas Braithwaite, along with the viola player Vivian Yendall, in a late work composed in 1934 by Gustav Holst, a lyric movement for viola and small orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio. 2:21 now. The City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra is still to come. They'll join us a bit later in the second half of the hour with the orchestral suite Picturesque Scenes, by French composer Jules Massenet, still to come here on a Monday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Soulis Fine Art 20th Annual Winter Auction, featuring Kansas artist Berger Sanzane, along with historic works by KU faculty Raymond Eastwood, Robert Sudlow, and Albert Block. Details at MidwestArtAuction.com. And Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise. Some Italian chamber music up next here on KPR. We have music from the composer Mauro Giuliani, an Italian guitarist. He was born in Naples in 1781, an early student of the cello and then later the violin, but settled on guitar as his main instrument. He was based in Vienna, but toured all throughout Europe as a guitar virtuoso. We'll hear a serenade of his, one for flute and guitar, played by Nora Schulman and guitarist Norbert Kraft, here on KPR. A serenade for flute and guitar from the Italian guitar virtuoso Mauro Giuliani, played today by flutist Nora Schulman and guitarist Norbert Kraft, here on Kansas Public Radio. It's 2:40, about 20 minutes to go until All Things Considered from NPR News at 3 o'clock. Later on tonight, catch more classical music at 7 p.m. Classics Live is from 8 to 9. And then tonight, jazz will be hosted by Tom Parkinson. Your donation is the power that keeps KPR independent, public-minded, and focused on you and your community. That's how we provide culture, information, and entertainment. KPR is everything that you make it, and so much more. If KPR matters to you, then your support matters to KPR. Contribute now over at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks to all of you for your marvelous support of Kansas Public Radio. We've got time for one more performance, and it'll be given by the City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra under conductor Louis Frémont. And the music is by French composer Jules Massenet from 1874, and it is the fourth of his 7 orchestral suites. This is known as Seen Picturesque or Picturesque Scenes on Kansas Public Radio. Composed in 1874, the Fourth Orchestral Suite by French composer Jules Massenet, known as Picturesque Scenes, performed by the City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Louis Frémont on Kansas Public Radio. And with that, we've reached the end of another afternoon of classical music. Hope you enjoyed it. I'm Jeff Watson. I'll have more for you at noon tomorrow. Later on tonight, catch classical music from 7 to 8 p.m. and then Classics Live from 8 to 9. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for all things considered comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through the development of new treatments for cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and more. Information about KU's research is at ku.edu.